Jesus. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of Christ. Grace and peace to you, dear friends, from God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Humans have been using salt as a seasoning for over 8,000 years. Our bodies need salt, but not too much salt, to survive. From the first salt used as a seasoning boiled from water in Romania to the salt mines of China, salt has become commonplace, as well as artisanal, lately. Salt can usually be found next to the pepper, in the center of the dining table. Some tables have fancy grinders for their salt and pepper. Some have simple, clear shakers. Some have funky shakers that can make it a challenge to tell which one is the salt and which one is the pepper. Here's a hint. The shaker with the fewest number of holes is the salt. We don't want the salt to lose its saltiness. I find it unsettling when the salt and pepper are divorced, meaning someone separates them as they pass them around the table. I also find it unsettling when the salt and pepper are not returned to the center of the table. And yes, it's equally as unsettling for me when someone moves the salt and pepper to the side of the table. Salt simply belongs in the center of the table. In our gospel reading today, Jesus got a little salty. Our story begins as John spoke up, addressing Jesus as teacher when he said, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." It's evident that John had learned very little from the one he called teacher, Jesus. John's tattling is what made Jesus a little salty. These salty words of Jesus are, of course, hyperbole. Hyperbole is an exaggerated statement, words that are not meant to be taken literally. The function of hyperbole in the Bible is to magnify what's at stake. Jesus' hyperbole, or his saltiness, addresses the most important part of his ministry. Who should be in the center? Jesus got salty with John and the rest of the disciples because as John asked his question, Jesus was in the center of them all. Jesus was still in the center holding a little child, the most vulnerable of their society. Jesus was in the same place holding the same child as when the disciples argued who was the greatest. Jesus exaggerated his word to John and to the other disciples to imply that it would be better for a follower of Jesus to cut off a limb than to fail to recognize what should be at the center of ministry, society's most vulnerable people. Putting Jesus and the most vulnerable of society in the center is our mission and our ministry, and it is the only way to peace. Peace with one another, peace within ourselves, and peace with God. We have a tendency to not like this salty Jesus, the Jesus who embodies tough love when we need it most. The one who gives us what we all love so much, constructive criticism. However, salty Jesus is often what we need the most. All too often, like the disciples, we forget that ministry is not all about us. Ministry is about following Jesus. We forget that there are many vulnerable people on the margins of society waiting for us. Waiting for us to make Jesus and them the center of our mission and our ministry, the center of our stewardship, the center of our discipleship. The most vulnerable are waiting for us to see the face of Christ in their face. And to see the face of Christ in ourselves. As we follow Jesus, we knowingly and more often unknowingly place stumbling blocks in the paths of the most vulnerable. We alienate them from our lives, and therefore from the church, and therefore from the love of Jesus Christ. When we do this, we cut off a member of the body of Christ. We actively keep the body of Christ from growing. When you place stumbling blocks or barriers between people and God, you build a barrier between yourself and God. Being a disciple and follower of Jesus means following him into the margins of our society, following him and trusting him as he removes you from the center and places himself there. But don't lose track of who Jesus brings with him, the lost, the alone, the abused, the prisoner, the widow, the oppressed, the little children, the list goes on. This, church, is where our mission begins. Trust Jesus and follow him. Trust Jesus, yes, even when he's a little salty. Trust that you are also created to be salty. When the body of Christ is called to the center, it is the salt and flavor of life. Flavor and life for a hurting and broken world around. A world fractured by political divides. Salt in the wound may sting. But salt is also vital to life. Church, it's time to show the world who you, the disciples and followers of Jesus, really are. It's time to show the world that you are salty people. You are followers of Jesus, called and empowered by the Holy Spirit to place Jesus at the center of your life. You are a follower of Jesus, continually called to look to the center of the table. There in the center is Jesus, holding all of the hurt, all of the pain, and all of the suffering of this world in his arms. Trust him. Follow him. For you are created to be salt. Have salt in yourselves as you make room for Jesus. Have salt in yourselves as you also make room for those he brings with him. You are called to be salt not only for your own sake, but for the sake of the world. And all you have to do is follow Jesus. Salty Jesus. Amen.